September 27, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery, Life Together. Opening prayer. Lord, coming to your word today, I ask that nothing will distract me from hearing your voice. Still my heart and help me to focus only on what you say to me. Read Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Imitating Christ's humility. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. Reflect. Give thanks for the unity you see in your church, and ask God to give more of it. Paul bombards his hearers with unity language, like-minded, the same love, one in spirit and of one mind. In a time when believers are opposed, chapter 1, verses 28 through 30, mutual support is vital. Paul calls them to hold together through all God does for and in them, making a list of what God gives them. It is not, then, that the Philippians must manage to put up with each other. Their unity flows from God's love and generosity to them. At the center of unity is humility. In the ancient world, humility was not a virtue. The philosopher Epictetus wrote, "Who wishes to live humbly? No one." The word is given a completely different connotation by the life, teaching, and humiliating death of Jesus. See chapter 2, verse 8. For Jesus valued others at a cost, to the extent of dying for us. Paul contrasts humility with selfish ambition. Competitive self-promotion was normal in the Roman Empire, seeking honor, power, or wealth, and looking down on those who didn't have these things. Instead, humility is about other regard, acting to benefit others, having a mindset that values others, and being ready to support and enable them to live for Christ. Apply. Reflect on how you might value others above yourself, in your church, workplace, or home. What specific step or steps can you take to demonstrate this? Closing prayer. Jesus, please give me wisdom to know when and how to show others your value that is greater than my own.